This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Does breakfast.
Wow, that was very impressive.
Wakey, wakey, hands off snakey, Melbourne.
Oh, God, we've gone early. It's only 6:30.
Clearly we're not a family show anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah. We are expecting a top of 33 and a chance of a yes result as well. And I welcome the very lovely Beck and the very lovely producer Gina.
I'm not producer today. Beck's got that gorgeous hat.
Yeah, I'm in charge.
She's in charge.
Okay, so
it's a big day.
What are you going to change?
Wouldn't you like to know? Ooh. You'll find out as the morning goes on, my friend.
10 a.m. We do have the announcement coming up at 10 a.m. Plus, we have a good big show. Beck, who have you raggled in for our show today?
Oh, anyone is anyone. We've got I'm not adverse to being a fangirl, and we're going to have Tom from Gogglebox, which is one of my favourite shows. Yeah, that'll be me. When he comes in, I'll be screaming. Then we're going to have Gina absolutely fangirl over.
Oh, what's your obsession with Rose?
Seriously, Rose Troche. And for me, it was her first feature film, Go Fish, which was the first feature lesbian film I ever saw in a cinema full of lesbians when I was 17.
Well, Gina's still dreaming, but it's time to wake up. We're also going to have two Joy favourites, Angie Green, talking marriage equality, and Matthew Wade, editor of the Star Observer, all-round Joy superstar, and entertainment superstars, a superstar morning, Tim Campbell.
Oh, I love Tim Campbell. Love.
It's a big morning for everyone today.
Anyway, stick with us. It's Beck, Gina and Dave, the Family Matters crew, doing breakfast. Family Matters does breakfast.
Dave was really getting into that song.
I was actually grooving to side to side there. It is results day. How are we feeling, Gina?
You know what? I'm probably feeling a bit numb, possibly because it is 6:30 in the morning. I don't know how our rainbow families do it. I don't get up this early. Usually, if I had to get up this early, it'd be my mum going, wake up, wake up.
People with kids actually get up this early.
I know.
Like, that's an actual thing.
They really do.
And then they have to get ready and get lunch.
And feed them and stuff. Like, no.
Good morning, Felicity and Jack and who else?
All of our gorgeous rainbow families. Yeah. Rodney and Joe Hurst getting the kids up. So many of our rainbow families getting up.
The parents are like three or four kids. They have at least one kid that doesn't sleep properly every single night.
Yeah.
God bless them.
I don't know.
God bless them. How are you feeling, Dave?
Oh, okay. I was about to ask you the same question.
I got it first.
I think I'm a little bit, I'm excited, but then I'm also a little bit anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still very frustrated by the whole survey, like the whole thing. Yeah. So that's what's still my feeling. But I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling quite optimistic about the result.
What about you, Miss Beck?
I think I'm feeling optimistically apprehensive, if that was a thing. Because I think, look, I'm hopeful that even though the politicians of this country can't do the right thing, I think perhaps the people that live here can. But I think it's just that, you know, I wish that today was it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, today it's it, it's done, it's, but we've got this other little bit that has to happen.
Like the Irish referendum, when the result came through, it was it.
Yeah.
And it only had to be 51%.
Yeah.
That's all it had to be.
That's what I'd like today to be, but it's not. So I think let's be positive poly pants on. I've got mine on.
I can see. They look really good too.
Yeah. I thought if I was ever going to pull out my positive poly pants, today's the day.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we want to know how you're feeling.
Yes.
You know, people waking up now are probably thinking, who is this breakfast crew?
Yeah, they're confused. Well, we've already had a message from Dylan who says, loving the show, Family Matters crew, fingers and toes for the chance of yes to be a reality.
Great stuff. So how are you feeling? 0427-JOY-949. Or you can email on air at joy.org.au.
Are you?
Anyway, it's Joy. It's Family Matters does breakfast.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. Don't adjust your dials. It is Family Matters. We're in the morning time. We got up early.
We're caffeinated.
We're going out in sympathy with our rainbow families to get up early and get ready for life.
Yep. Aren't we? Sandwiches are made. Glad wrap's done.
Are they?
Did you make my bed for me, David?
Yeah, I did.
Do you do that?
Gina, can I tell you? Sorry, I'm just going to digress a little bit.
Please. Okay, there goes the run sheet.
What's the morning routine? Yeah.
So I have to make my bed every day before I leave the house or I can't operate.
Really?
So
Yeah, she's OCD. She is.
So the day that I nearly missed a plane to New Zealand last year at 5 o'clock in the morning, which you might remember, I was running late, didn't have time to have a shower or get changed, but I made my bed.
You made your bed.
Because I thought if I get back from New Zealand in 5 days and my bed's not made, my life is going to be a shambles.
So are you someone who needs it all tucked in beautiful?
Oh, mate, you have no idea.
Let's shift the gears a little bit.
Sorry,
let's,
guys.
Let's not make Beck morning, talk about Beck. Let's say good morning
well,
the world.
Good
morning, Melbourne.
Subject.
And also good morning to our very special co-host, Tom, who's you might know his voice and face more from Gogglebox.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There is a voice that goes with the face.
It is a gorgeous voice, and we're going to put up a picture really soon, but I'm a huge fan of Gogglebox. We're usually on Family Matters when Gogglebox is on free to air, but my partner tapes it and I get home from the station and the first thing I watch is Gogglebox and I catch up and I love, absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a great show actually because, you know, we're all so diverse from all the families we come from and we've all kind of, we laugh at the same time, we cry at the same things, we get angry at the same...
Do you get to meet the others in the team?
We've not yet, but last week I actually got to meet Angie and Evie.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, me too. They were fun to drink with afterwards.
I was going to say, I hope there's a budget for the gorgeous martini cocktails you're always having.
Yeah, sending us broke.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I was going to say, I'm used to seeing Tom with a cocktail in his hand, but we did decide that 6.52 was probably a little bit earlier than that.
7 o'clock, maybe.
Now, Tom, you're on the show with your partner, Wayne. You've been together for nearly 20 years.
Yeah, going 17.
Yeah, wow. Long time.
Now, in the gay world, Tom, that's about 7,000 years, isn't it? Because, you know, I think
like dog years.
For me, a relationship that goes for more than 3 months is like a committed, you know, it takes me a year to get over it.
3 minutes, Dave.
What's the secret? What's the remedy? Tell me.
Do you know what? It just happened. So when Wayne came along 17 years ago, I had 3 children and I was a single dad. Took a year or so for him to get involved with the kids and one day they turned around and said, well, why doesn't he live with us? And he moved in and 17 years later, here we are.
So what does today mean for you and Wayne, Tom? What does the result mean today for you guys?
I mean, like everybody else, we've been marching down the streets now for the last 12 years. I would have loved to have got married 10 years ago to have shown our children how important it was to have a stable relationship and get together. But today is everything. But what scares me is it's just the beginning. Mm. You know, we're going to have a result today. Where do we go from here?
Well, that's right, isn't it? I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. I wish today was the end of it. You know, it was just today, whereas there's today and then sort of what comes after today.
Correct. Well, look, I think today we are going to show all those no-sayers in Canberra that we, as a country, are inclusive, we're supportive and we're not going to take anything other than equality for everybody.
I agree. And we have had a message in from Andy who says, morning, guys. We have it in the bag. The party's already started down here.
Cool. So the mimosas are up and about.
Keep playing those excellent tunes. Love your work. Thanks,
no
Andy.
Worries. So text in how you're feeling. And if you've got a question from Tom, can I say it?
Yeah.
For Tom from Gogglebox, 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. You're listening to Family Matters Does Breakfast.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, Family Matters Does Breakfast for your announcement day. I'm going to work on that as the show goes.
Maybe an omelette because there's a bit of everything to this morning.
An omelette?
Yes, a Family Matters omelette.
I don't eat eggs. I don't like
them. I like how every time we do this random shows that we spend a moment brainstorming our title of our show and we never get to it.
And we've never got to it. We have had another message in. Good morning, everyone, on this fantastic day. Yes, Tom, about equal rights for everyone because we do have our good friend Tom from Gogglebox here. I think that's his full name. I assume when he goes on aeroplanes, he has to write Tom from GB, TFGB.
And he's going to answer all your questions after 7 o'clock and your questions too, Beck and Gina. I'm sure you guys got a grilling amount of questions.
Totally. I've got lots of questions.
You should see us off air.
But joining us to my left is the man that goes by the name of Rattle, I've been told.
Morning.
Our newsreader. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. All invigorated. Excited to have Tom here.
And what about us?
Are you fangirling?
Hey,
are you fangirling there?
No. I think it's the other way around.
he did mention earlier that he has a thing for newsreaders.
Yeah, my favourite newsreaders. You at number one, Rattle, and Peter Hitchin at number two. Yeah.
Oh, they are the best two.
If I look as old as he does.
Anyway, we better put you to the test.
Now, on the train this morning, team, it was 5:30. It was packed to the guns, and it was delayed. So does that mean the freeways are just empty?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is my first attempt ever at traffic. Look at me go.
Do you drive?
Do I get a noise or something for traffic? I was promised a noise. don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne. Thank you, Dad. Now I sound professional. The Eastern Freeway inbound, 18 minutes to where? I don't know. Monash Freeway inbound, 53 minutes to wherever the Eastern's going. South Gippsland Freeway, 4 minutes. Anyway, trains, they're easier to understand, aren't they? Good service everywhere except for Belgrave, Lilydale, Glen Waverley and Alamein, which have minor delays. Aww. I know. I was hoping to get to Belgrave and Lilydale.
Now, we are getting messages.
Oh, sorry, I've got more.
Also,
there's a crash on Dundas Street in Preston. Avoid that.
Also, if Beck somehow missed something, give us a call on the hands-free 1300-JOY-949. That's Joy Traffic.
I would be surprised if I missed anything in that.
Do you drive, Beck?
Not at all.
There you go. That's where you're like, inbound to where? Inbound to where?
Last time I drove my car, I literally drove it into my garage. That's a true story.
Anyway, coming up, we've got messages pouring in. You are listening to Family Matters Does Breakfast.
Oh, won't somebody please pick up the children?
I'm not a policeman, I'm princess.
You gotta see the baby.
Don't be confused, it's not Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Does Breakfast.
Oh, I see what you did there. It is Family Matters Does Breakfast for your announcement day with Beck, Dave, Gina and our special co-host who goes by his full name, Tom from Gogglebox.
Good morning.
I know it's exciting. We've had a couple of messages come in this morning. One that says, weather today, top of 32 with a high chance of yes.
Oh, nice.
I really like that.
I like it.
And we have been talking about our rainbow families getting up this morning. So we've had another message that says, morning all, just a standard day for this rainbow family. 6 a.m. wake up, 7 a.m. fight small child who won't eat breakfast, 8 a.m. drive to work, 10 a.m. celebrate. Surely we've got this. 10:01, we're in the future where love wins. So that is excellent.
And we've got another gorgeous message from another famous rainbow family that we've had on Family Matters, Felicity Marlowe, who sent in, thank you everyone at Family Matters for supporting all our fabulous families during this ridiculous postal survey and especially for giving our kids a voice. Thanks for the tunes. We are all in having a living room boogie as we get all rainbowed up today. Rainbow families rock. They certainly do rock. Aww. So love to Maud, Callum, Raffy, Sarah and Fliss. Now, you will be seeing rainbow kids at the State Library. They are coming in. Please give them a high five and a thank you. Rainbow kids have been out there advocating, putting up posters, making beautiful rainbow signs. They've been so active in this. So if you see them, give them a high five. Tell them thanks because they've been marvellous during this debate.
On our show. I mean, if you have a chance to listen to the podcast of the Rainbow
the
Family 17? Kids, the 17 Rainbow Kids that Gina wrangled, I mean, they're more articulate than many adults I know, including Dave.
And can I give them some props? Every single kid we asked if they were Prime Minister what they would do, marriage equality was kind of like, of course.
Duh.
All also mentioned protecting refugees. So yeah. That goes to tell you so much about those gorgeous 17 kids we spoke to from ages 6 to 15. That was their key thing that they were thinking about.
Oh, sweet.
The future is in good hands.
We certainly are.
So tell me what's on for your day. What's going to happen at around 10? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be out the front of the State Library making sure that everybody knows that we've won. That's how I'm thinking.
Awesome.
It's going to be an exciting time, isn't it? There's going to be so many good people there.
You know what I think too, though? Like, this is such an important moment in the history of Australia. Totally. Like, this is going to be one of those moments that we look back on history and say, this is where I was, this is where we were. I was on Joy 94.9. But I think, you know, because I reckon there's going to come a time where those kids like we were talking about will, or even kids that are yet to be born, and we'll say at one point, you know, gay people couldn't get married, and they'll look at us the same way that we look at, you know, when people of different races couldn't get married, or, you know, there was apartheid and all those sorts of things. And I think that kids are going to look back on that in history the same way.
Yeah, yeah. And I think even no voters, once the laws go through, I think quite a good chunk of the no voters just get over it.
Well, they're going to realise the sky isn't going to fall in, and they're going, oh, that was fine. party.
And seriously, party. Wait till you get invited to a gay wedding. I tell you, if that doesn't convert you into a yes vote, I tell you, the gay weddings are going to be sensational.
Would you have a big do, Dave?
I wouldn't have a big do myself.
Yeah,
but
that's because Dave needs to get a boyfriend. Actually, and if you
this might be our audience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I reckon, Dave, you know, I've been trying to find you a date for a good many years.
How many grids?
Many, many years. And I've struggled. But I reckon today is the day.
In the juices. Everybody's
gonna,
in the juices.
It's going to be in their juices. Their love juices are going to be flowing. Mm. So Dave is handsome. I will say that.
And that shirt is very fitting on you, Dave.
It is. So is it? Okay. If you're interested.
That's my bicep curls, maybe.
Pop onto the Family Matters Facebook page. You can see many photos of Dave in all his glory. And if you're interested, SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au and your future husband, Dave.
Can we talk about our special co-host for a moment? Just to quickly do a handball to the left.
Are you looking forward to big, gorgeous weddings with a really good bar?
Oh, who doesn't want a big wedding?
Yeah.
I don't think we will. We've been together 17 years, Wayne and I, so I'm pretty sure that I could think of better ways to spend $50,000.
Exactly.
But I definitely, it'll be me, Wayne and the three kids, and we'll just take off to a registry office somewhere and get it done.
And then a honeymoon all together, I reckon, a nice holiday. Spoil
yourselves. Oh, God, no, I'm not taking the kids away on a honeymoon.
Oh, no.
No. That'll kill the romance.
That'll ruin the vibe. Do you still get out and about? That's what I'm always worried about long-term relationships, getting out and about in the night scene. That's what I'm always worried about.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like getting out to the, certain bars and nightclubs.
Yeah, but you're not gonna want to go there, are you? If
you still want to dance.
Because that's
the
only reason
he never leaves.
Oh, of course, I do.
Well, do you get out and about, Tom?
I'm really lucky. I've got a great husband who got to party in his 20s, and I was a single dad, so I missed out on all of that.
Yeah.
He drops me off at the nightclub, and I just dance away with my buddies, and I ring him up and say, "Time to get me."
Yeah. He's a keeper. He's a keeper.
Do you think Wayne would be interested in dropping Dave and I off at places?
He could do like his own little rainbow Uber service.
Yeah. Wayne's Uber.
Why not? I've met people in nightclubs and said, "Don't worry, my partner will drive you home." I have no idea.
Or where they live.
Well, look, Wayne, if you're listening, Dave and I look forward to meeting you in the back of your car soon.
And having a designated driver take us home safely.
That's
thank
right.
you, Wayne.
And have a puke bag in the back for me.
It's no time for that story right now. Tom, people, I'm sure, on the streets know who you are. Have people come up to you and been supportive during this time, or what's been the public reaction for you guys?
Well, Wayne and I were approached to be on the show, so we had no idea or any expectations to be on TV. They did send us off to talk to the little psychiatrist before we went on, and they said, "Look, expect to be hammered on social media." We got none of that.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's our straight allies, and it was a lot of the middle-aged mothers who had children that have supported us 100%. Unfortunately, this year, as soon as that survey was announced, out came the haters. And some of the message we got were disgusting. Mm.
And were you guys kind of, did the networks help counsel you through that? Did you just have to turn off to that stuff?
Well, I actually had to totally turn off social media there before we went back, because it brought up so many demons that I thought I dealt with as a kid, and all of a sudden all these things were coming back up. And, I had a month there that I couldn't get off the lounge from under a blanket. Mm. I was... Isn't it crazy? So you can get 100,000 really beautiful tweets. Yeah. You get that one horrible one that goes straight to the heart and it just puts you straight back down again.
Yeah.
So after the month and after feeling so down, did you learn how to deal with it, or did you maybe try and turn it all into positive somehow, or try and be that sort of person that defends all the attacks, or how did you cope with it?
Well, I've ignored the attacks. So what I did is thought, well, what I need to do is get out in the community and just keep pushing the yes vote. So Wayne and I used to go out to stations and hand out a pamphlet, interviewing. I'll give the media, they've been really good. We've done some really good stories and they've really supported us. But what it has shown that these stories, more people have come out of the woodwork. The only problem is talking about the wedding that I've had a few drinks and invited the world. I think because everyone says
we're coming.
All invited.
I didn't think you were much of a drinker.
I think, though, Tom, the thing about you and Wayne is I've said throughout this whole campaign, there's a lot of power in a human story. And I reckon there's probably people that have watched Gogglebox that maybe don't know any gay people or don't, and you know, and they've seen you on TV. And you guys have been really honest about different things that have happened that have come up on TV about the debate and the survey. And I think that's probably been really powerful in a positive sense for some people too, to say, oh, look, there's nice, normal gay people. It's not that bad after all.
Well, Wayne and I don't change. I mean, what you see on TV is what you get. We're not going to try and play a character. We're not out to make money. One of the best things that ever happened, and it's probably season two, we got a little message from a 15-year-old girl, which was out in Queensland, you know, who actually said that gave her the courage to talk to her family because her dad's sitting there watching, going, oh, I love these two blokes. They like a drink. They like to take the piss out of everybody. You know, like, and that encouragement. I couldn't believe that. It does show that the power of media has a very important part to play in society.
And especially as role models as gay dads. And we don't see enough of gay dads, other than, you know, your Modern Family. These are real gay dads. They're in, week out. People are falling in love with you guys, loving your dogs as well. I love the three dogs that we get to see on screen. So it's such an important role to be playing because you are representing, you know, our gay dads out there. So thank you. Thank you on behalf of gay dads. Well, anyway.
Are you a gay dad?
Gina can speak for them.
I can butch enough Sundays.
Now, we have had a few more messages come in. This is my favourite. I'm single, Dave. Sadly, I won't be at the library because I'll be at work. Love, Jason in Ivanhoe.
Oh, so, I used to live in Ivanhoe. Yeah.
Dave, if you're popping past Ivanhoe, Jason's up for it.
Nice spot of the world.
We've also had a message from Brad saying, I'm sorry, but right now it seems an anticlimax. This is only the end of round one. The Conservative pollies will still fight this in Parliament. That said, I'm cautiously optimistic today will be a yes result. So there is a bit of that feeling too around, I think.
Also, Brad, there's another vote coming up as well, and that's the election.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't wait to vote there.
And
get rid of the people who are responsible for the survey.
And then speaking of gay dads, their ears must have been burning because we've had a message in from the Changruz family.
Love them.
Who are some of our favourites on Family Matters. Regardless of the result today, our family commits to making the world safer and equal for all kids of rainbow families and all the LGBTIQ kids out there. We will stand beside all LGBTIQ people, the elders, the Indigenous, the differently abled, those from cultural, racial, religious minorities, as yesterday, as today, as tomorrow. This is what our breakfast conversation is this morning. Be safe, everyone. Rodney, Jeff, and their superstar kid, Ethan.
Superstar. You are listening to Family Matters Does Breakfast. Stay tuned with Tom from Gogglebox. We'll continue.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Family Matters Breakfast for your announcement day. Have I said that differently every time I've done
it? I actually like that one a bit better.
Thank you. I'll write that down. It is Beck, Dave and Gina with our special guest, Tom from Gogglebox. How are we feeling as the morning goes on, everyone? I'm feeling excited that people are listening. They're messaging us in. Tell us what you're going to do today, 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au.
And also you can phone Mushin at the desk, 1300JOY949. He's here. He's caffeinated and ready to take your calls.
Ready for a chitty chat.
Ready for a chitty chat. And if you are needing to talk to someone today, if it's all the feels are getting a bit too much, don't forget you've got Lifeline who are available 24 hours a day on 13 11 14, gay and lesbian switchboard on 1800 184 527. And our friends at Quizbase, Beck.
Yes, absolutely. So they've been running a drop-in centre, which I will give some details about a little bit later for our rainbow families.
Absolutely. So, you know, reach out, take care of your loved ones. You might know someone who can't actually take the day off work today and be at the State Library. But as Bob Hawke said, who we know voted yes, if you're a boss that hasn't let someone take the day off, you're a bum.
Yes.
You're a bum.
I think he was actually talking about today. Back then, he was just a bit ahead
of
himself.
Yeah, he was kind of forward thinking.
Yes. Bob Hawke, forward thinker. People often say that.
So, yeah, check in on your mates that might actually be alone because they have to be at work today. Send them a text. Send them some love.
Now, there's a moment on Gogglebox. I think it might have been last year, Tom, when you guys were talking about the Married at First Sight, which sort of started the conversation. Can you take us through that? It was something to do with...
So we had the Married at First Sight and the two guys, I can't remember their name, got to fly off to New Zealand and Wayne reached over and held my hand and I thought he was getting all romantic.
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
And I turned and I could see he had tears in his eyes and his mum's anniversary of her death was coming up. And she was a big supporter of when Wayne and I first met, she embraced me and our kids you know, she just took us under her wing. And it actually really upset him. And, it, you know, to watch somebody else having to fly to another country to say that their love is equal to everybody else's, it really brought it home to us that, you know, we're in our own country, we don't have any rights.
And I think it's that, that thing about his mum too, you know, that it's... You know, the families aren't getting to experience that. His mum didn't get to have that joy of seeing her son get married.
Yeah, correct. For him, and I've had a totally different upbringing. You know, when I get married, I won't be inviting my family because they'll be the ones up the back with the no voting protest. And I can see that. The amount of what it's breaking families apart, this whole survey has just done nothing but broken people.
Do you think attitudes have changed? So when you and Wayne got together, you know, 17, 18 years ago, marriage wouldn't have been a topic in the early days, but
not at all.
It was unthinkable back then, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I'm feeling that now same-sex couples, now that they're entering into relationships, that marriage is actually might become a reality or an option to talk about.
As well as having families. I mean, once before we were very, we weren't normal to actually have three children, and now we can adopt. You know, we can go out there and have babies. It's fantastic, and the world should move on.
Absolutely.
See, I feel what this marriage equality debate for my mum makes her think I'm going to have a big Greek wedding. You can only imagine how many bombonieris they would need to supply our audience.
You really need to educate me with all this lesbian
Vera
talk.
Wang.
Vera Wang. Yeah,
it's not lesbian talk, mate.
Double
it's
denim.
Wedding talk.
No?
Double wedding denim.
Talk. Okay.
Actually, that could be what I wear. Yes, babe.
A double denim dress. I just wanted to mention I talked about the drop-in centre in Carlton before. It's at 100 Drummond Street, Carlton, and it's on tonight between 4 and 5.30. And then they will all be heading down to Trades Hall for the celebration after that.
Fantastic.
So great spot for rainbow families who want to be around other people, have a little bit of extra support. Head to Drummond Street, Carlton tonight.
Now, Tom, thanks for so much for coming in this morning, but we're going to hear your voice a little bit more in the coming months on Joy.
Yeah, so I'm going to start coming in and volunteering, so we'll see where we end up.
Excellent.
Nice.
You can come on Family Matters anytime.
You can come and learn from us. I mean, you've learned heaps of what not to do today, how to read the news. And
you've learned about how to do traffic, so there's that.
And
yeah.
I reckon most important, just have heaps of paper in front of you like I do now. It looks like I've actually got things down pat, but I don't.
I've got a computer, which is next level.
It's not even turned on.
It's gone to sleep.
Who needs it?
Just look the part.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Tom. I hope you have a wonderful day celebrating.
And to everybody else out there, you know, let's all go out and show the world that we're here. We're queer and we're not going anywhere.
Hell yeah. Fantastic. Hell yeah. I'll see you at the State Library later today.
Thank you so much, Tom. We'll just do some sponsorship announcements, then Rattle's going to sneak in for a bit of news.
Is it how Victorians say it? I've still got my South Australian accent. Is it Castlemaine? Anyway, Barbara's on her way to Melbourne for the announcement, so drive safely. Barbara, if I knew what freeway you were on, I would give you the traffic maybe in the next break.
Thank you. You're listening to Family Matters are doing breakfast. I've got a major big guest coming up that Gina's fangirling about. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.